It is review with Dan, with Neil, and with Sean after Liverpool 2, West Ham 1. And we'll start at the very top, Neil. This essentially all comes down to, in loads of ways, Potter's decision to play Scholes and to play him where he plays him. I was interested in what he was going to do at Wan-Bissaka coming into the game in terms of what shape he played. I think we all expected him to play at five. But I wasn't sure whether he'd do Wan-Bissaka on Salah from the start. Instead, he goes with Scholes. And also, he goes with Scholes without any seeming protection around the young lad as well. And I don't know whether that is just the way it works for West Ham in terms of what they are up against in the first half. But it did just become a case of that defining a lot of the selection and approach. When you look at a Liverpool perspective, you know, there's some headlines around Curtis retaining, Tsimikas, Jota going again. But ultimately, yeah, a lot of it does come down to that, and I think Liverpool figured out where they can hit West Ham early as a result.
Yeah, anyway, you know, Liverpool are going to play to Mo Salah. That's going to be the nature of it. That's what Liverpool do week in, week out. I think Potter's in a really interesting little situation as a manager, in that he's come in to something that was frankly just dysfunctional. From there, he's shown some functionality. But he's also in a situation where he's inherited a season that's very quickly ended up with absolutely nothing to play for. West Ham aren't going to go down. They're not going to finish any higher than 14th at this point. So he's in what's almost an extended pre-season process. And in the context of that, in a very limited context of that, I feel as though Potter will be really pleased with the video he's got for Scholes. I think he's clearly a player that West Ham like and rate. They feel as though he can contribute for them left-hand side. I wondered if he might end up as a left-sided eight. I've actually seen a bit of him over the course of the season, and I've been quite impressed with him. But if you see this as an extended pre-season process, if you're Graham Potter, and you're learning a thing or two about a number of players, that goes two ways. A number of players are also learning a thing or two about what it is that you want and what it is that you're about.